KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to a partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In the news, firefighters from Griswold were called to a report of smoke coming from several windows at a home located at 310 5th Street in Griswold just before 9 a.m. Saturday. A neighbor saw the smoke and called 911. Firefighters were able to quickly knock down the flames, which was in the home, which was reportedly under renovation. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire was not immediately available. The home sustained extensive smoke damage. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said Sunday an engine company responded Saturday afternoon to an automatic fire detection alarm at CHI Health Mercy Hospital at 800 Mercy Drive. Upon arrival, an electrical haze was discovered in a non-patient area of the hospital. Because the source was not immediately identified, the haze had spread to two adjacent rooms. A complete fire alarm response was requested by the officer in command. Council Bluffs Fire Department crews were on the scene for about 2 hours, and no patients had to be evacuated or, for that matter, moved to other areas of the hospital during the incident, which was reported at around 3:30 p.m. Saturday. The cause of the haze was isolated, and the hospital was operating normally by 7 p.m. Authorities say a fire that damaged the JBS pork plant in Marshalltown was unintentional. No injuries were reported in that January 23rd fire, which took firefighters about 3 hours to extinguish. Authorities say staffers had ignited a pressure relief torch to burn off excess gas. Some debris in the area ignited as well, and embers dropped and ignited gas venting around a manhole cover. The flames eventually reached gas in the methane lagoon. Damage was estimated at $500,000. A man who disrupted a flag-burning protest in Iowa City with a fire extinguisher last week will not lose his job. FedEx said in a statement that Matt Oren remains the driver with FedEx, and the company has no plans to change that. Pictures and video of Oren rescuing a U.S. flag Thursday spread quickly on the internet, and he was wearing his FedEx uniform at the time. Oren has declined to comment on the situation. Protest organizers say they were trying to make a statement about racial and social injustice and U.S. imperialism by burning the U.S. flag. Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Sunday that 37-year-old Loreto Yazaguirre of Lenox was arrested following a traffic stop Saturday evening. Yazaguirre was taken into custody at the intersection of Highway 34 and Q Avenue for driving while barred. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. The president of the board that oversees the University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and University of Northern Iowa says a few ideas coming out of the legislature aren't that brilliant.
The reality is everyone just on some of those bills needs to take a deep breath.
That's Board of Regents President Bruce Rastetter. One bill Rastetter has criticized would end tenure for professors at the state's public universities. Republican Senator Brad Zahn said he's frustrated by some of the sabbaticals professors take and the number of classes taught by graduate students. Rastetter says Zahn's bill is not the appropriate way to deal with those concerns.
He should know that the universities are focused and the faculty is on wanting high-quality people that work every day and are there to make the university better and the student experience better and that learning experience better.
Tenure is an important part of the universities, according to Rastetter.
Tenure should be maintained. It's a part of the national system. For us to have high-quality professors, we're going to have tenure. That's a reality. And we're going to have to pay people well that are very good at their job.
Another high-profile proposal targeting the universities came from State Representative Bobby Kaufman, the son of Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman. In December, the younger Kaufman vowed to send a suck-it-up buttercup message by cutting the budgets of universities that had set up counseling for students upset by Donald Trump's victory. Kaufman announced later he'd scale his bill back to impose tougher penalties on political protesters who shut down interstates. Rastetter said it was inappropriate for protesters in the Iowa City area to close down Interstate 80.
We all win some in life, we lose some in life, and we all try to move forward together. So I think that's the key message that I heard being sent that I'd continue to support.
Rastetter made his comments during a weekend appearance on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. Rastetter, an agribusinessman from Alden, served on Trump's ad advisory group before and after the election. In the funeral announcements, Michael Charles Carter, age 57, of Hamlin, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Michael Carter will be today at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Milo Clemenson, age 89, of Audubon, died January 24th at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Milo Clemenson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Hazel Snyder, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Hazel Snyder will be today at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Reacon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Aida McKee, age 98, of Messina, died January 23rd at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Aida McKee will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Donald Detter, age 88, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Don Detter will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Candace B. Rink, age 68, of Griswold, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Candace Rink will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Reacon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Pamela Everhart, age 66, of Atlantic, died January 22nd. A celebration of life service for Pamela Everhart will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Martin Mattis Funeral Home in Emmitsburg. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. Edward John, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday. Services for Edward John are pending at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Jean Purdy, age 70, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Jean Purdy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.